At least 15 people were injured in Thailand Thursday when a bomb went off in the troubled southern province of Nara Tiwat, where 85 people died earlier this week after a clash with security forces. The bomb exploded outside a bar in Sungkhai Kolak town in the southern province of Nara Tiwat. There was no immediate word on who might have planted the bomb, but on Wednesday, a long-dormant Thai Muslim separatist group, the Patani United Liberation Organization, warned of a violent reaction to the government's handling of a riot in Nara Tiwat on Monday. Security forces clashed then with Muslim protesters demanding the release of Muslim men detained on weapons charges. 1,300 protesters were arrested and crammed into trucks for transport to a military facility, and 78 suffocated or were crushed to death. Another 7 were shot to death by security forces. Before the bombing, a Muslim member of parliament, Surin Pitsawan, warned that violence would continue unless the government took a less aggressive approach.
It is a consensus of all analysts that force and violence will lead to further conflict and further violence, and that is not a prospect we want to contemplate.
Thai Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat called a meeting of his top security advisers earlier in the day Thursday to discuss security in the region. Nancy Millia Collins for VOA News, Bangkok.